Good evening. We're learning this week's parshiyas. We have the parshiya of the building of the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. We see that the Torah spends an enormous amount of time and space takes up the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Also, there's many things which is involving every Yid at all times, all generations, for instance, Shabbos. You will not see at all the Torah spending so much explanation and detail, giving up so much words. The Shabbos anyway closed, but she brings out just for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash all the details and repeats himself. We have the whole Parshas Truma, Tzava, then we have again in Kisiso, the Yakel, Pekudei. And we learned last week the way the Mishkan was built by the involvement and participation from all Jews. They were matrim, they actually collected funds, but from Klal Yisrael. And Chazal tell us, as you see in the Torah, there's three types of fundraising, as let's call it. Twice, when the Amisu was counted, everyone had to be counted, and they were counted with the Machzis HaShekel, with the Hev Shekel. That was twice. And once, Kol Yishar Shidveni Liboy, everyone who gave what he volunteered, Zohar, Kesef, Lechoshes, the one gave gold, the other one gave silver, the other one gave copper. Obviously, it must have a teaching, some relevancy for us in our times. What does it teach us? Why is Torah giving so much details to the Mishkan? The answer is, the truth of the matter, the accomplishment of the Bria of the creation, which first means that Klal Yisrael did his job. Every one of us had fully delivered his and her share of doing the job of Klal Yisrael. With that, we unify Klal Yisrael, the world, and the world turns into sanctuary. The whole world turns into Beis HaMikdash, becomes a house of sanctuary where Hashem is dwelling. That's the ultimate. We are all here for one thing, for one purpose, to build a Mishkan. That this world should become a Mishkan, Hashem should become a dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, how do we do it? The answer is, every one of us has been given missions, and that missions has to be given back by us, has to be fulfilled, and by doing our mission, we actually collectively are building this Mishkan. There is two types of missions which every one of us has. One, which is mandatory, which is a must, and that everyone has to do equally. There's no room for individual expression. That's the Machzis HaShekel. Everyone has to give his half. Who is his other half? His other half is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah for Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Jews by giving the Machzis HaShekel, say Chazal, Hereloi Matbeo Shel Eish. He showed him a coin of fire. Really, a matbeo, in real, pure Loshna Kodesh, is not a coin. We call it coin. Matbeo really means an expression, an engravement. That's called matbeo shetovu chachomim. It's an impression. Why is a coin called matbeo? Because a coin is not a flat piece of metal. It's not a flat piece of gold. It has a tzura. It has a certain expression. I think the first matbeo in the world was the expression of Avraham Avinu. That placed Avraham's picture on one side, and the other side, Sori Yemeinu. So this was called matbeo. Matbeo means it's expressing a message. But every one of us, individually, we are an expression. There's no two expressions. There's no two coins. As many times we mentioned that Ein Tzur Ke Elokeinu, Se Chazal, what does it mean? Ein Tzur Ke Elokeinu, Ein Tzayor Ke Elokeinu. There isn't an artist like our God. God is so artistic that as many individuals he created, every one of us is a very unique individuality. And none of us look alike, none of us do things alike, none of us has things alike. Because every one of us is a unique, single individual. Now, that means, for what reason did the God made us individuals? The answer is, because we have to give our individuality, we have to invest our individuality in order to bring out the message. Just argument's sake, let's say we are letters. And letters, everyone is a letter. Everyone is a different letter. Now, the letter in himself may not be meaningful. But when you put a group of letters together, then you get a statement. Now, if I'm an aleph, the other one is a beis, the other one is a gimel, the other one is a dalet, the other one is a hey. But every individual letter is a different letter, is a different expression. But when we know that I'm only as meaningful when I give my letter to the whole, and we collect, and then we together make up a statement, then there's never any room for jealousy. Why am I a little yud and you're a shi'an? A little yud is a dot, and a shi'an is 3 yuds, and has 3 vovs. It's a whole thing. So there's no point that a yud should ever be jealous of a shi'an. Why are you 5 times as big as I am? Because a shi'an alone is nothing, a yud alone is nothing, and altogether, if you put the yud next to shi'an, it becomes a yesh, it becomes something, it becomes a word. That's what we are. In other words, the world is one statement. The world is one message. That's what the world is. And the world comes to the completion, l'sakan olam, v'nosnu ish koyfe nafshoi, that everyone is giving his half, gives his matbeya, his the half of his expression which God made him, and who is the other half of the person, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's matbeya shel esh. That's Elokeinu kind of shel moshe nesatomi. Only, now what has been done after people, everyone was accounted for, not one was missing, from that machtzis, from that heads, and that it says, ha'oishe lo yarbe, adal lo yamit, the rich man shouldn't give more, and the poor man shouldn't give less, we are all equal. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give the same machtzis a shekel than any small person. A father who had 20 children had to give a machtzis a shekel, just like a person who was totally childless, same machtzis a shekel. You have a machtzis shekel for the whole family, I mean, till only after the 20. That means there's a meaning in the individuality of that person which is equally fundamentally necessary and needed, which we are all a machtzis, a half of the other half, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone has to give, and from those machtzis and from those halves has been built the Adonim in the Mishkan. Adonim is the foundation. Without Adonim, the Mishkan does not stand. There's no world to begin with. To have a foundation in the world, we have to first discover our personal involvement, our personal mission. We have to be aware of it, and we have to give it. Then there was the second time we were counted, which is Parshas Bamidbar. Again, we have to collect Machtzis HaShekel. From that Machtzis HaShekel, actually, that went into a fund. And from that fund, they were makriv the korbonos tzibur. The daily korbonos, which was given every morning, tomit shel shachar, tomit shel benabayim, every Shabbos, all the korbonos tzibur, which covered Klal Yisrael, was paid from that fund. Again, it shows that the foundation of the world, everyone had to participate, and then the maintenance of the world, to maintain a day-to-day, the korbonos tzibur, had to be funded by entire Klal Yisrael. And that, by the way, builds the world. Now comes a third nedova, but there is kol ish ashid venu livoy, every individual who whatever his heart desires to give, which he volunteers. There was given room for the personal expression. Now, in the personal expression, you could only express what Hashem is giving you. Nobody is ever embarrassed if he has no gold, if he doesn't give gold. If he has silver and he gives away his silver, he's appreciated. If he has gold and silver and gives silver, doesn't give gold, that's a cheap guy. In the personal expression is the main thing, Rechmona Liberboye. Hashem wants the heart. In the Machtzis HaShekel, no heart is being expressed. In Machtzis HaShekel, everyone had to give a half, regardless, it was mandatory. And you didn't see the greatness of the Jew, the lessness of the Jew, because everyone had to give it. That was the foundation. But after that, it was given room to express your personal connection to Hashem, from your heart. And that expression came true by donating the posting itemizes about 13 types of donations. Zov, Keses, Mechoyshes, Argomon, Tcheles, Oiris Madomi, Bechule, Bechule, Avne Shoyam, Avne Merum, all the stones, gemstones, whatever there is. Why is Hashem giving every person different, let's call it, accessories? Why one person is rich, another person is poor? Why one man has children, another person has no children? Why are we having different accessories? And the answer is the different accessories, through the different accessories, the generosity of a man's heart, where your heart is, could be expressed. In other words, Hashem gives us personal expressions. Let us personally express our closeness, our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we can't express our individuality, our generosity with the Machtis HaShekel, which they have, which is mandatory. That has to be done. But when Hashem is adding to our actual existence, the surrounding, if this is money, health, wealth, family, children, whatever Hashem gives, Zov, Kesef, Chemes, all of these givings is made in order to test us, Ish Ashid Veni Levi. How do you relate with these accessories to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And here really, the personal expression of a person comes out, who the person is. By just doing the minimal or the mandatory part, the Machtis HaShekel, that's a must. And we all pour the same Adonim, the same foundation for the world. We all maintain the same maintenance, the Korbanos Tzibur. We all participate. The rich and the poor, the tzaddik and the simple man. But after we cover that part, Hashem gives us the other part. Comes out, anything which we do have over an extra of the actual me, or what we don't have over an extra of the actual me, is given as a means to be able to express your personal heart relationship to Kosh Baruch. Now, the heart could express, we have personal expression to Hashem in two ways. In an active way, by giving, or in a passive way, by not being able to give, but by accepting our role in a passive way. Let's just call it, I'll just bring other motion. God came to the world in 7 days. 7 days is the 7 days of creation. Of the 7 days of creation, there's 6 days of active involvement, and the 7 day is that passive involvement. Menucha, just acceptance. Do nothing. Hashem gives us money or doesn't give us money. If He gives us money, we express it actively, we give. He doesn't give us money, we express our expression, how do I accept of not having money? In a passive way. Hashem gives us children, we should express our thanks, our generosity with the children. Hashem does not give us children. Hashem says, express yourself without having children. How do you express, how do you accept this? People have what they want, that's the shesh estimat or sevelocha, or when you don't have, Hashem only wants from your passivity, menucha. Tranquility, serenity, acceptance, how do you accept yourself? Now, which is more difficult? Which is easier to express? It's easier to express your personal devotion by having and giving, or expressing your personal devotion to Hashem by wanting, desiring, and not having, and accepting what you don't have? What would be your suggestion? What is harder? Where does a person prove greater? Where is a greater proof that I am accepting that my heart, Rachmona Liba Boy, Hashem wants the heart. I don't need it. The money in the things which you give, Hashem has all the money. Liya Kesser, Liya Zov. So why does Hashem give in order that you should give? Hashem has it. The answer is because when you give, you have a room to express yourself. Well, if the whole reason you gave me children, you gave me money in order for me to express myself, can't I express myself just as well? When you don't give me, how do I accept my role? And this is the question which people have to make up their mind. In other words, we have to understand nobody is a failure in this structure. Because the structure stands on the machzis, which everyone is alike. There's no oishel loyal v'vada loyamid. In the foundation of the world, in of maintaining the world, we are all equally doing, we're all partners. And there's no failures. Why did Hashem made his world, his Beis HaMikdash, depending on donations? It's not because he needs that money from you. Hashem has to test your heart. And to test your heart, he's doing it. This you should give. Giving does not mean giving gold. Giving could also mean giving in by not having gold. How do you accept this? This is called Kabbalah Sesurim Me'ahava. And this is actually what the Torah puts in such a extended length in details, the structure of the Mishnah, every detail. Those who know that the Malbim enumerates all the details, which is a part of the foundation of the world and the structure of the world. And here is the place where you have to express ourselves. We know that it's a famous Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ma'oirois, the two luminaries, which was the sun and the moon. And he created them both in the same size. They were both just as big. And then the moon came and he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible that two kings, they should use ishtamshu bekeser echot, they should use one crown? How could two kings be dressed in one crown? So what Hashem said, okay, so what do you want? You want two crowns? You want to be independent? Okay, so Hashem lechim la'at yatzneich. Hashem made him small, reduced him, and Adam, now he became independent. The rough world has a choice in here. What did really the moon complain? The moon didn't complain. The moon said they cannot be, the villains push up shot, they cannot be two kings. It's either me, either him. So Hashem says, okay, you're right, so you reduce yourself. And he lost himself, he got reduced. But the way the Chazal tells us this, it's not really so. He doesn't say there shouldn't be two kings. He said, if we are two kings, we are two kings. But why should we have, why do we have to share one crown? If we are two kings, let's be have two crowns. He didn't want to be reduced, so he should be reduced. He says, Iyashel Shnei Malochim, Shishtamshu Bekeser Echad. Two kings. The sun is a king, the moon is a king. We all have independent functions. But why do we have to be depending on each other, that we have to share one crown? Why can't Hashem, can't you give two crowns? So Hashem says, okay, here you have two crowns. But the minute you wanted to become independent, automatically you became reduced. What is the explanation? What is a crown? Let's say a king and a queen, or two kings. A crown is an expression of his kingship. I'm king. And how do you know I'm king? How do you express it? It's my crown. And by my crown, once I'm a king, I'm expressing a king, so I'm using the authority as a king. So it must be to whom I'm giving it. Now Hashem created the sun, created the moon. They were the same size, and they all shared one crown. Obviously, the sun was a sun, as it is today, that he has the actual light. And the moon was the original moon as it is today, which was dull and no personal light, except accepting the light of the sun. The sun is reflecting into the moon the light, and the moon is mirrorizing the light and shares it and gives it over to the world. In other words, the whole creation has been created so that we work as a team. One possesses something, but that's worthless. The sun in himself, having a light, is totally worthless. The sun as a king cannot give of himself if there is no moon who will take the light and give it further and reflect it. So it comes out, who is the crown of the sun? The crown of the sun is the moon. The moon expresses the sun. The moon takes the light of the sun and gives it further. So the pride of the sun is the moon. The keser of the sun is the moon. Now, the moon has a function as a king. I am giving light to the world. Where do I take my light? I take my light from the sun. So it comes out, what is the crown of the moon? The sun. That's the Keser Echad. When we understand that we depend on each other and we give each other and we work as a team, and one without the other we are worthless, then we have one crown. The Matzis HaShekel is a teamwork. Everyone gives his share. And the crown is the accomplishment, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. That's the crown. Chodesh HaShidveni Liboy, the personal expression, is when you want to become independent. You want to have an individual personal expression. Now, if the personal expression comes before the Machtis HaShekel, the Chima Atis, that's what the Moon was complaining. He says, now you get reduced. You want to be independent? Okay, you be independent. You want to be self-contained, self-maintained. You want to be fulfilled for yourself. That means you disconnected yourself from the entire overall crown. If you give freedom after the shekel and you understand we are always one unison, then you have personal expression. If not, what is the message in that? When you look at today's world, the way the superficial, I'm talking the Torah world, the superficial Torah Hashkafadiga world, very, very unfortunately, we only have appreciation to ourselves if we are being accepted according to the world's expectation. I'm a normal person, I have my family, I have my children, I have my home, I have my car, I have my position, I have my this. I'm a normal person. When you could express your individuality, that people could see it in you, whoever you are, then you're a complete person. However, that's what the Torah says. I'm really a complete person only if my being here is involved with the entire Bria. Now when you take a Machtis HaShekel alone, you don't see anything. You take other Machtis HaShekel, you take every letter in himself is nothing. Only when you put them all together, then expression comes into existence. First expression has to come into existence. You have to put them together. Only then we get the reflection of our personality. Our problem is that we are nobodies to ourselves. We don't think anything of ourselves that we are worth unless I'm being accepted in the normal society and have a lifestyle equal with everyone, more or less. And then I made it. I'm accepted. In other words, Kodesh HaShidveni Libot, this personal expression comes before that a person freely actually uses his Machtis HaShekel. And this cannot be right. So what does Hashem do? When Hashem purposely, every individual somehow, some way, is not having what he wants to have the most. It's a very important thing to know that we live, if we are the right Jews, if we are the real people who Hashem loves us, if we hopefully be, at least we want to be tzaddikim, if we want to be mekabel pnei Mashiach, we have to know that we have to go through the test of tzaddik v'raloi, the tzaddik which things are going bad. All the time we explain that Ramchal says before Mashiach will come will be the peak of the time of tzaddik v'raloi, and everyone gets the ride a different way. Hashem is depriving. If you are tzaddik, you must be deprived a certain thing, which by this deprivation, which Hashem is depriving, you can't be independent. And you look to be actually a failure in society's eyes. Why? Because now when this is really happening, you are forced to reveal and to discover your machzis, the essential half of you, the other half of Hashem, that without you there's no creation. In other words, so we are independent. That's what this moon wanted. You want to have your own crown? You want to be self-sufficient? You want to be satisfied? You don't want to be depending on the sun? Go. But then you're nothing. You become minimized. Those people who are so-called independent, they don't need special support groups, don't need to go to shir, don't need a chizik. They're normal people. They have everything on the way. In essence, me'ati satme. They reduce themselves to smaller size because they don't know the importance of their actually being, of their Machtis HaShekel. Unfortunately, ilu zuchinu, of course, they had bechira. Bechira means Klal Yisrael would have bechira. Individuals, they have bechira. If they have bechira, that you would have never give up on the importance of my Machtis, of my heaviness, knowing that I'm a part in the whole mission. And no matter what, I would always feel depending on others, depending on Klal Yisrael, depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending on Machzis HaShekel. Hashem wouldn't have had to bring on us the Ra, wouldn't have had to deprive us in order to discover that part. Because then we would always express our personal expression, Hashem Lipoy, because we are always mature to do it. We have the base. After the base, you could express yourself. We were not zocher because we had not built up the base. Unfortunately, we do not appreciate our role, who we are and what we are, as having nothing. The truth of the matter is, a real Jew is the one who believes in his being that he has an important role in this creation. A Jew, a real Yid, is that he could say to yourself, Hashem, if you would have created me just to stay here for 1 minute, having absolutely nothing, no parents, no children, no husbands, no wives, no money, whatsoever, just for 1 minute to know that you produced me and I'm a part in this entire mission, entire function, it was worthwhile for me the whole thing. I'm thankful for that. Because if you would have known what we are really accomplishing, all the other things which we are missing would be totally meaningless. And until we don't get to this level to appreciate our just bare existence, we should be stripped of everything. We don't know who we are. So we become only as appreciative and only as valuable what we are dressed with, what our surrounding is, what do we have. And as is a Jew, if he has got absolutely nothing, he's a Jew. And the proof that is, which I think I mentioned that in the previous shiur, but I'll prove it again. That's when it comes to set a value system of possessions on this world, nothing is more valuable than a life, a 1 second life of any individual. And no way can we measure who is bigger and who is smaller.
You mean by a second life?
No. This life right now, a second, 60 seconds a minute. There's nothing more important in this world, there's nothing more valuable in the world than this 1 second of life which I presently breathe. You will take all the possessions which I have at this moment, all the money in the bank and all the family and all my Gan Eden, whoever I am, and put them in one end of the scale and put a 1 strip second naked life just existing on the end of the scale. Nothing comes to that 1 second of life. That's the Metzius. To prove that halacha is that if Moshe Rabbeinu would live today, I don't think anyone is more accomplished than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the most accomplished person. He's the biggest person. To prove it, the Rambam uses him as an example that everyone has a bechira to come as good as Moshe and as bad as the Rav Ben Avot. We see Moshe is the Moshe, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, Eved Hashem. If Moshe Rabbeinu would actually be here right now, and he would have been told, that you have to listen to it very carefully, he would have been told, Moshe, here is this man, a 100-year-old vegetable man, he's brain dead. He's in a respirator, he's in a coma, and he's definitely going to die 12 o'clock, absolutely. But I want you, the goyim tell him, I want you to pull the plug a minute before 12, a second before 12. He should die 1 second before he really has to die. If not, we kill you, Moshe. Let's imagine, if it would have been such a situation, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the most important person, the head of the entire Klal Yisrael, the most giving person on the world, the most accomplished person on the world, would be here. And he would be told, take away 1 second life of the most unimportant person, a vegetable person, and if not, you're going to be killed. What does the halacha say? What does the halacha say? Moshe Rabbeinu has to let himself be killed. He says, kill me, and I will not pull that plug on this person. I will not take away. Why? Sechazal, this is Torah, there's no human mind would say that. Sechazal, why? Because you don't know who may be more important for Hashem. That second life of this vegetable, for Hashem, it may be more important than your entire Moshe Rabbeinu's accomplishment. That's what the Gemara says. Machoz, how do you know who is more important? We can't rationalize. And this is Torah. This is the Ashkof of Torah. This is a man would never fabricate such a statement. This is beyond anyone's thinking. Now, do we know that? In other words, before we complain about ourselves, and I think last time we used an argument, which is a little touchy, sensitive argument, I'm going to use it again. It's good is to engrave it now. Good, it's good to engrave. If for that 1 second of life, to extend life, you have to be mechallel Shabbos. Because life is more important than Shabbos. You have to eat chazer and Yom Kippur. You have to violate 610 mitzvahs in the Torah. You have to do anything and everything just to make it, to gain that 1 second of life. Because there's nothing more important than, as the Rashi brings the lotion, the chai ben v'lo shiom, is he should live with Torah, not to die with Torah. And Chazal said, why? Shechoviv nafshos Yisroel etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama of a Jew is more loved than the Torah mitzvahs. So nothing more loved than life. Now the same Shabbos which you have to violate, you have to be mechallel in order to save a second of life. I will ask you a question, halacha lemaisa. If you would have been told very clearly, absolutely guaranteed, that if you want chilul Shabbos, you're going to have 5 beautiful children. You're going to have a child as Moshe Rabbeinu, as Aaron HaKohen. You would have 12 children, 12 shvotim. Imagine, we all know how it hurts not to have a child, and we do everything to go through to have a child. And let's say, argument's sake, there would have been such a possibility that you guaranteed not one child, a dozen of children, everyone would be Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael, everyone as big as a shiftekah. Children as Moshe Rabbeinu. But in order to accomplish that, you have to be mechallel Shabbos, one chilul Shabbos. Are you allowed to do it, yes or no? You're not allowed to do it. He says, I'm sorry, Shabbos is more important than 12 children shiftekah. But when it comes to save a second life in a stage of vegetation, of a coma, you have to be mechallel Shabbos, and not one, even a million Jews. What does it show? That 1 second of life is more worth than 10 Moshe Rabbeinu having in. If you take the letter of a defute of priorities, you see, that says it. And we're not aware of it. So what do we have to do? We say every morning a brocha, Shabbokaboni mekola amino salonu, no saloni teros, we tell said, Borek Shabbokaboni, no saloni teras emes. You gave us a Torah which is true. Why do we emphasize so much on the teras emes? Because the Torah gives us a way of thinking. The Torah gives us a value system which no human being could ever rationalize. No human being could ever think of it. But that's not real to us. Real is to us what the neighbor says, what the shvigger says, what my instinct says, what my childish, upgrowing think synthesis was. We don't live reality. We live imagination of the world. Reality is Torah. Reality is Chazal. And when we bought out this halacha, this is reality. Of course, unfortunately, not in our eyes. But this is Torah's emes. In emes means reality. So what is the chiyuv? We have to chazer it. And we have to say it once and twice and 100 times. Nothing is more important than my machs is a shekel. My half or the half of me is Hashem. And there is no difference between my Shabbat, between anyone. There is nothing as Choshev and Kol Boch as my existing second existing life. Once we have this machzis, now comes the second part. Okay, express your personal expressions. Kol Ish Ashid V'Niliboy. With what? With whatever you have, or whatever you don't have. If you have, forgive it. If you don't have, accept it. But that shouldn't let that overshadow the basic, who are you, what are you, what the purpose is. Isn't it as simple could be? Could anyone counter argue against this? I will take your argument. You don't have to accept if I'm... Is this a madrega or this is reality? Of course, we are blind. We don't see this reality. Because unfortunately, we had not been trained that the statements and the desires and the returns of Hashem should be considered the reality of life. We make reality what the people say, what we grew up with, what society says. That's reality, and that's the clash which we have ongoingly. But the truth is, which we just said tonight, now this, the more we take it into us, the more we lift Torah, the more we express Torah, the more we express the reality, our life changes totally around. So once I have this base, I discovered my machzis ha-shekel, and I'm thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for existing in this situation every second, every minute. Then comes the second stage, to express your own personal devotion to Hashem. B'zov kesev v'l'choshes, that could be expressed again, either at the middle of the week, sheshem teos, pass actively, by giving if you have it, or by Shabbos, by accepting what you don't have in a passive way. Either way, we could accept. We could have children by having children if Hashem gives them. We could have children by not having them if Hashem doesn't give them. Chishev lasas mitzvah v'nenes kilo asa. All the time we say it again and again. We are not going to be asked in Bezer Shomayah, did you have children or not? We will be asked, osakto b'pirivirivu. Were you busy by having children? Did you desire to have children? Were you involved in having children? Did you try? Did you dump for that? Did you went to for doctors? Did you try? Did it work? Were you busy having children? That's what we're going to be asked. And if that's the question, as many times we explained, you could have a dozen of children and you're never busy having children. The head was always hard up to have those children. And he was a person who's childless and all his life was busy having children. And he's the richest person in having children. Kodesh Hashidvenu Liboy, you express your heart with the mitzvah of children, dafka by not having children, because you do everything to have it. And you're down for that, and you accept, after everything, you accept what Hashem is not giving you. That's the greatest expression of heart. Because it's much harder to express to Hashem what He's not giving you, and to give this generosity of your heart by not getting it, than to give what you really have been gotten. But this is something which you have to be learned. But we could never reach that madrega unless we take the base, we take the tashtit first. First we have to discover our actual love, our machzis Hashem. I'll take your questions. Is this accepted with your satellite, or it's too high?
That
is exactly who is the artist. Let's say who is the artist.
Well, look who we are here, right?
Okay. Did you? Okay. Had you ever visited the institution of blind people? Had you ever visited? There's a whole world of blind people out there. They have the entertainment, they have the art, they have the world. And you come and you visit them, and everyone is laughing at you. You describe things that you see with your eyes. You have vision, you have knowledge. But they're smarter than you. They're capable of living in their blind world and fantasizing their world. And you contradict them, and they think that you are totally crazy, and they even laugh at you. And they say, how could you stand up against us? We have a whole kingdom, a whole thousands of people. You little one, you're coming telling us, but you for yourself, you know that you see the truth. And unfortunately, those people are blind. That exactly is the problem. What is the problem? The problem is people are blinded. How many people hear Hashkofa today? You would have never heard this Hashkofa if you wouldn't have a problem. If people think they have no problems, and people, unfortunately, even they have problems, they don't seek the right understanding why Hashem gives problems. You're 100% right that people don't see that way. People are blind. They have no simple amun of shuka.
That doesn't help us.
It helps only one way that you thank Hashem. See, the main thing is, you have to know one thing. One thing we have to know. We're not living here. We're living there, in the Olam HaEmes. What will you enjoy there? You will enjoy there what you enjoy here. So if you enjoy here ice cream, okay, they're gonna bait you with ice cream, day and night. Okay, that's all what you want. If you enjoy today Emes, Emes is a karam tzis. Emes is a gem diamond. Why is a gem diamond, a rare gem diamond, so worthy? Because it's a gem. You have to carve a whole mountain to get this one carat diamond. And the more in garbage is surrounded with, and the more it's yokor mizoilet. To lift the emes, to lift the truth, to lift the munah tohoire, the pure munah, this is a gem. And of course, I'm not telling you to find a tamuna, you should be outstanding in 42nd Street. You should be outstanding in 13th Avenue. In the Besamedesh, when the people are not busy hearing. Toiras emes. What is me worth? What am I accomplishing? I'm a full accomplishment. I'm a machzis Hashekel. And my heart expression to Hashem, I give my heart expression to Hashem much deeper, at much greater cost than those people who have everything. They have the Zavkas, they have the children, they have everything. Accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zavkas of Tzadik Bamunasicha, entire life is only a Muna. Without a Muna, there's nothing what to express. What is a Muna? You live in a world which is a Disney world. You live in a world which totally contradicts the Samuna. They wouldn't say it with the words. They're so dumb, they can't even express anything. You just live in a blindish way. And this is your test. Your test is, when you heard this, You have to take it in. You have to hear it again and again. You have to go around. You don't go around screaming yelling because you're meshuggah. Because it's different than the world. But definitely you don't have to be attacked by them. We are a minority. Of course not. The Jews are a minority of the world. And the Elohim are a minority of the Jews. And the pube shkofetoid is even a greater minority. And because it's such a rarity, the difference was very valuable. But by the way, just to come to this conclusion and to accept, that's the purpose we came into the world. I hope I remind you again. You don't come here to hear a shir as a tranquilizer, as a means to go, home and to be able to handle your life. But you come in here is the goal. The problem, when you get down, that's a means to get you here. The goal is to tinker. The goal is to live amunah. The goal is to know that. Because I'm asking you something else. You see, the whole world doesn't agree with it. Isn't Hashem really pretty? Isn't Hashem a rachmonas? Hashem is the one who does everything. Hashem could do anything. Hashem could give children. Hashem could please everyone. Hashem could bribe us, blind us. He could do everything. Hashem purposely is doing what he is doing to shape us up, to discipline us. We should start talking to him. We should shape up. He does it. And nobody pays attention to him. Everyone only has full of complaints. Everyone goes with a let down nose, a let down face, depressed, and only bitter you're trying to Hashem. And nobody's accepting Hashem. Hashem, I know what you're doing. I'm accepting. I'm your friend. I'm loving you. I'm happy. And I'm accepting. That's actually Dvani Liba. Dvani Liba is not only when you give the money what you have, but you accept not having money and being thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, don't Hashem deserve that we should have this, we should give him this credit? And who should give it? So, those people, now that you don't have it, so you have two choices. Either to crack up, and to get the depressed anyhow, and to be a nebbi. Or, if you have control, all the time I argue, if you would have control, you say, listen, I could get what I want. But if I go to Rabbi Talbot Ashkofa, I have to suffer the rest of my life. So I have to choose. They get what I want, or they leave the Ashkofa. So you have a choice. But you don't, Baruch Hashem, you have no choice. You can't get what you want anyhow. So you have only one choice. Either to hear this Ashkofa and get built up and to be happy, to be excited with HaKadosh Baruch and accept your life and not to care what the world say, or to resign and to be a nebbi and to be in to go around with your pain all your life and to go with a sad face. So where is the seichel? Why shouldn't you accept this? You have no alternative. The other alternative is just to stay a nebbi. I'm not competing with other alternatives that you could really get what you want. Baruch Hashem does not give in to us. Hashem wants us to should act up. If it bothers you, if it don't let it bother you, it's not right. You can't. So what you could do, which I always advise, you happy for the person, and do it for the person, and use the pain which you have in your heart, the schano, to daven for Hashem. It's extra energy, extra force to daven to Hashem. I always say.
But I don't have the pain.
Well, you should have. You should have a pain. Why shouldn't you have a pain? If you're an old person, you should have a pain.
Because
nothing wrong.
So
then you're just in denial. You can't be in denial. You're not overcome pain by saying to yourself you have no pain. A normal person has pain. You have to be open with the pain. You have to be. It's not an embarrassment to have the pain. We should have the pain. But we should use the pain positively. How do we use the pain?
When my friend.
You did two things. One, you did chesed for your friend. Two, you exposed yourself to a pain, and when the pain was there, you dumped to Hashem, why can't you give for me too? That's what Chana really did. And I always say, when there is a friend is making a bris, and a neighbor is making things, so don't try to, because it hurts to go there, it's natural that it should hurt to go, but you have to go and show a happy face for your friend, because you really are happy for your friend. It's not going to make you better if your friend won't have a child either. You're not jealous. The pain and jealousy, two things. You're absolutely not jealous. You cry, you pray for your friends to have a child. But at the same time, it still hurts. That is not jealousy. That hurt is human. However, you'd use now this hurt in davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, help me too. So if you expose yourself to the pain in a positive way, doing chesed and sharing the same with other person, and then inside in your heart, you use this pain to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, Mamakim Kodosichoka. I said, that's a pshat, when Rochel said, take bill vibone gam anoichim emenu, let me build through her. So the Svarna says, why? Because when you take in your maiden, and the maiden has a child, it hurts you even more. You get a competition into the house. So the deeper pain which I'm going to experience through my competition, my davening will be deeper, and that is going to strike the kisakovet, and that's going to make it. Therefore, I always say when people are fostering child, take foster child or adopt a child, is as good to have children. The answer is because when you foster a child and says, well, I'm doing all the work for child, but it's not mine. The pain becomes more sensitive, much more deep. Then the tefillah becomes more effective.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.